Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Craving Wolves podcast. I'm your host, Karel van Heerden, and for this week's episode, I'll be focusing again on saturating the wolves. Okay, boom, boom, midweek madness, here we go. Ah, got you guys. Yeah, guys, so, yeah, for last week's Midweek Madness, I spoke a bit about the bad wolf and oversaturating the bad wolf. Now, again, I am not saying you should go out and do extra bad shit so that you get tired of it. I was just explaining that it can sometimes happen. Now, the other side of the spectrum is also true, where you can oversaturate the good wolf. Okay, now, of course, you need to try and build as much good habits as possible and, you know, look at where you can improve, how you can feed the good wolf. But the thing is, if you feed the good wolf too much in the same way, it's not going to be that good anymore. Okay, I know this. You know, these type of things are difficult because, like, a lot of people like to see it black and white. Okay, feed good wolf, don't feed bad wolf. Klar. But the quantities actually also matter. You know, after a while, after you've been having good habits and you're growing, you know, you're improving yourself, all of that, you can see actually that there's a big difference in the quantities. Okay, so now I'm feeding the good wolf and by gymming. Okay, so I go to the gym and I feed the good wolf. And yes, you need to feed it so much so that, you know, your muscles actually tear so that they can build, you know, all of that. But then you go and you feed, well, first of all, a lot of people feed the good wolf way too much too early. Okay, so they haven't been in the gym for months. Then all of a sudden they're back in the gym and they think they can just do what they used to do. And then all of a sudden they fucking go balls to the wall the first week, if they even hold out that long. And then they are so broken that they don't want to go back. And you know, that is literally oversaturating the good wolf too soon. Where you need to, like I have my saying, dream big, start small, and live epic. Where that start small part is very important, okay? So, you know, I didn't, and this is what we spoke about the other day as well, is, you know, doing too much at the same time. This is also doing the one thing too much, where you go and you say, like the gym, when you go too hard, too much, you know, that then you can get an injury. You know, you can lose interest because your muscles are just worse than they were before, you know. So, yes, you need to have progressive overload and you need to go and you need to get uncomfortable. Okay, that I'm not saying that is not the case. So you need to feed the good wolf. So go to the gym, feed the good wolf. Okay, but don't feed it so much that the good wolf is like, oh, fuck, nah, I can't take it anymore. You know, then all of a sudden it becomes too much. So, and this is very difficult, guys, because like having that line, defining that line is difficult because now, you know, there's, as I said, a lot of people think black and white. Okay, so I need to go to the gym, period. Or I do not need to smoke, period. But then you go and, you know, you stop smoking and you go to the gym and do this, and then again the focus gets spread so much where you like, okay, cool, now I'm gonna over deliver on the gymming part and then I, how can I say, then I don't feed another bad wolf as much as I should. Oh, another good wolf. You know, so say then I focus too much on the gym, but then I don't, improve myself in any other area. So I don't read or I don't do anything else. I'm just literally just gymming, you know, and then I take it to a point where I it becomes a bit bad, you know, which usually, like, that point is not close, let me tell you. I mean, usually when you get into a nice rhythm and you've been doing it for a while, you can really go hard in the gym, you know. So, but first set yourself up, you know, don't go, like, as I said, you have your pizza of energy, okay, which you can feed to the good wolf or the bad wolf, okay. Don't go and feed all 8 slices for the good wolf in one part, like just gymming everything at the same time. You know, try to spread it out a little, you know, read a bit here, meditate a bit there, do some exercise. Now, all of this, like, it seems again, the focus is going to be too much. You know, there's too many things to focus on. And, you know, then just, like, conserve some of your energy. It's not like you can take the pizza to the next day, but, you know, it's not that you need to give out all 8 slices every day, okay? Of course, you want to work towards that so that you can give all 8 slices to good wolves in your life, you know? Then you have, like, a 100% productive day, which is epic. And if you can get a lot of those next to each other, compound interest and compound effect and all that shit, epic, okay? But the thing is, when you just start out, you don't need to feed the good wolf all your energy, okay? And I'm not saying because you don't feed the good wolf, you can still feed the bad wolf. Evidently, it will happen. I mean, it's not just like one day, boom, no more bad wolf, okay? There's going to be bad wolves, okay? They're going to, like, it's not going to go away, as I always say, you know. So look at it from a perspective that, you know, I want to see how I can be the best version of myself today without screwing myself over tomorrow. So that, yeah, it is strange because you need to try and grow. And as a, like the example that I thought about today, because today I ran a marathon, well, Sunday, yesterday, you guys are listening on Monday. I ran a marathon in Pulheim. This is in Germany. It's really cool. It's just across the border, close to Cologne. Anyways, I ran the marathon, and the thing that I would never have thought that I would run a marathon, you know? So now, of course, I'm feeding a lot of energy to this good wolf of running a marathon, which it's fucking not easy. It sucks asshole. But the thing is that I had to, you know, go to uncomfortable places to be able to do this. But I did not give, like, everything all at once in the start. And there was, guys, there was literally, when I started this running journey of mine, there was, I got an injury because I fucking went too much. I fucking fed the good wolf too much. Because there was weekends where, guys, I was not in the, like, I lost a lot of weight, and then, you know, I was starting to feel better, and then I pushed myself a bit too much, and my body is like, dude, I'm not fucking there yet. Can you just chill a bit? I'm going to give you a little injury, okay, just so you can calm the fuck down, and then you'll be out. Anyways, also this went on. It's actually a kind of funny story because, you know, I started small and like did a few 3K runs. Then I went to 5K. Then I started running every day. And I can remember like Christmas Eve 2021. We were working that day and everything went to shit. And at the end, I still had some reporting to do and everybody fucking left. So I was the fucking last one in the building. It was fucking horrible. It was lonely. It was not fun. Any usuals. So then I run to feel better. Okay, cool. New Year's, same shit, same thing. Everybody fucking leaves. Me at work on New Year's Eve. And it's like, come on, guys. So then I said, okay, cool. I get home and I'm just going to go fucking run. I don't know how far. And I just went to run. And I think it was about 11Ks or some shit like that. You know, which was a lot for me at the time. And then the next day, I'm like, oh, I can do this again. 12Ks. Boom. So then I started incorporating a bit longer runs, longer runs, longer runs. Which was really cool. But then I started going a bit too far. Because then I started trying doing like 50K weekends and shit like that where my body was not ready. So then I fed the good wolf too much. And then, boom, injury. So then I went to the physio and it's like, dude, it doesn't work. And then I had a 10K in Rotterdam, which I did with the injury. But then afterwards I had to like rest, literally. So I think it was last year, May or some shit like that, where I went from like 200K months to like 20 because I just, the running was not an option. So then I started swimming a bit or riding bike and things like that, trying to still keep active, you know, and also in the gym, just focusing on upper body. So, you know, then after that, again, I had to start small and that was very difficult. You know, it was really difficult to not give all my energy because I, you know, already did so much, but now I need to start small again. And I had to. So I started like again with my 3, 5, things like that. Of course, I got to a certain level a bit quicker than I did previously. But now, you know, I was focused on not like overexerting my body. Okay, because my body is very important, you know, I kind of need it to, like, for everything. Anyways, and then, you know, gradually I started pushing myself. Then I did, like, a Viking run, 19K. Then I'm like, okay, cool, sign up for a marathon. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. And then at least I had a friend which did it with me, which is really nice. But then I started training and like settling, trying to find out, you know, then also get some knowledge, see how you can, where you can improve, what can you do, watch some YouTube videos, read books too. Like, you know, it's not that you just need to do the physical part. It's the same like when you go like to the gym, okay? Then you can just go to the gym the whole time and then work. But the thing is, you also need to see, how can I improve my technique? How can I become more efficient? You know? So, it's not necessarily, so, back to the, like, say when you stop smoking, okay? Some people can just stop smoking and they just have it under control. Other people need to read a book, you know? Ask advice, you know, like get knowledge from somewhere to help you out with this thing. Because it's not always just easy. It's not just, okay, cool, I stop, boom, it's finished. You know, you need some help. And you can get that through a book, through somebody else that already went through the same shit, you know. Then you can do that. And then, as I said, like sometimes, you get to that point where you did it so much that you're just like, nah, I can't fucking take this anymore. I'm done. Okay. And then when you're done, you're like, okay, I know I'm not going to smoke again, but this is like, can I make it easier on myself? How can I make this easier for me? You know, then you can read like books about habits or some shit like that, you know, then you can just say, ah, okay, cool. I know I have a problem with this. I have a problem with that. And I have a problem with smoking. Okay. Now I don't want to smoke anymore because I smoke so fucking much. I fed that bad wolf too much. I don't want to smoke anymore. Okay. But it really takes a lot of my energy and my focus to not smoke. Okay. Now I hear from somebody else and they like, listen, yeah, I stopped smoking. I didn't replace it with another bad habit, but I did go for a run every day. You know, that helped me a lot. For example, I'm not saying that a run is going to, evidently, if you don't smoke and you run, you'll just don't want to smoke again. But, you know, then somebody can just give you that advice, okay? Or maybe just their perspective can help a lot. So you can look into that type of shit. And as I say, with a good wolf as well, when you feed the good wolf, you know, look how you can feed it in the best way possible so that you don't overfeed it. Because, guys, it really can happen. I mean, then I go and I try to meditate for, like, meditate is good for me. I'm going to start meditating. Then I'm going to sit down for 20 minutes and I'm going to meditate for 20 minutes every day. Fuck no. Like, guys, when I tried to start meditate and I, like, literally, fuck no, it is difficult. You know, for me, like, trying to keep my mind in one place, it's not easy. Anyways, start small. Meditate for 2 minutes. You know, just sit, focus on your breath for 2 minutes. You know, like, literally, don't give all your energy all at once when you just get started with something. Okay? So don't oversaturate the good wolf early. Which is, you know, it's a funny concept because you want to, of course, you want to work or feed the good wolf as much as possible. Okay? But having that line to say, okay, I fed it enough today, but I still pushed myself beyond my point. Like, I pushed myself more than I did yesterday, but I still have some energy left. And it feels like that, having that energy left and you don't use it, it feels like it gets wasted, right? But then, you know, then you can use that energy maybe to, like, do something to relax a bit more. Go to sleep early, you know, because, again, sleeping is fucking important. I mean, for everything. Literally, no matter what you want to do, sleeping is important. And then, and this is also a difficult thing for me because, like, I, fuck, like, 6 hours and I don't want to sleep more because, you know, I want to do more things. I have a lot of things on my plate and I want to do more things. I can't sleep an extra hour, extra 2 hours a day. That's sleeping my life away. And before I had my mental switch, I slept so much and I sleep like 8 hours and I'm like, fuck, man. I feel like I'm sleeping my life away. And then, you know, I lie in bed for an hour after my sleep and shit. Oh, so much time wasted. Anyways, so, you know, that's now, like, maybe a good wolf that I need to focus on is just to sleep a bit more, okay? And, again, I don't want to go and sleep 8 hours because then I'm overfeeding the good wolf. So maybe changing from average of 6 hours a night to a minimum of 6 hours a night, you know, then I average a bit more. And then that's a weird thing because then you have your ultradian rhythms, which is like that 90 minute thing. So if you sleep, you need to sleep for 6 hours or 7.5 hours or 4.5 hours, you know. So then they say, like, if you sleep 5 hours, it doesn't do shit. So rather sleep 4.5 hours, wake up, and then you're in your new rhythm. There's a lot of shit about that. Like, I mean, it's like there's a lot still to learn about sleeping. But that's a thing, guys. So, you know, start small and then focus on feeding the good wolf just enough. I mean, that is an art on its own. And as I said, like, guys, like I just mentioned, you know, it is not easy, and I am going through the same stuff because I am, as you all know, I have a bit of this all or nothing mentality, which is not an excuse, okay? It's a bullshit thing, but I also want to see things if it's black or white. You know, it's difficult to find like a defining the line when it's not on the one extreme or the other extreme, you know? And that's why it is difficult feeding the good wolf just to an extent, you know? So, but the thing is, you know, look at one of your good wolves and try to, that's why I had so much respect for my sister when she said the other day, you know, like, I like coffee, and it's easy just not to drink coffee. Now, for me at the moment, I'm not drinking coffee because I don't have that control. And it's cool that she's focusing herself into, okay, I'm going to have coffee, but I'm only going to have one cup. So, sis, well done, really. And, you know, like, literally, like, feeding the good wolf to a certain level is really good. It's actually a really good example. Fuck, man, she's doing so good. So look at it, guys. Really try to focus on not overfeeding any wolf, okay? So, of course, you need to try to stop feeding the bad wolf and start feeding more good wolves. But don't feed too much good wolves at the same time, and don't feed the good wolf too much at the same time. So when you're like, okay, cool, I'm gonna go for fucking, I'm gonna start running, don't go and try and run a marathon fucking out of nothing, okay? You can probably complete it, don't get me wrong, you can probably go and push yourself through that 42 kilometers. And then you're basically fucking out for a week, a month, whatever, you know? So rather see that you can stay in the game longer than just be in the game, be out of the game, and like, oh, okay, cool, I tried, but it didn't work, you know? So, yeah, see how much you feed the good wolf. Okay. I think on that topic, the good habit of the week will, for me as well, is to sleep a minimum of 6 hours a night. Okay, so look at it for this week. Try to sleep a minimum of 6 hours a night. Okay, and also look at your maximum. I don't know, some people think it's a good thing to sleep 10 hours a night. I do not agree. Okay, I think if you sleep 10 hours a night, some time is a bit wasted, but you do you. So my thing is only the minimum. Sleep minimum of 6 hours a night. And guys, this is a really a good thing to, you know, and you can look at quality of sleep and all of that. You literally, I can make a whole podcast just about sleeping because, you know, minimize your screen time before you go to bed. Put your phone in your cupboard or put your phone away from you, like when you go to bed. When you're in your room, only sleep. Okay, if you have a partner, you can do the other things as well. But the thing, otherwise, like, if you're in your room, only sleep. So then every time you go and you get in your bed, you'll be like, oh, fuck, all right. Your body's going to be like, fuck, I have to sleep now because this guy only sleeps when he does this. So, you know. But then your quality of sleep improves. And then 6 hours is plenty. Believe it or not, I went a few days where 6 hours was, I was refreshed as fuck. Okay. And then sometimes not as much. So then I need to sleep a bit more. But the thing is, then set your alarm for the same time every day. Okay. If you work in shifts, that's unlucky, but set your alarm for the same time every day. So I work in a double shift, so I try to set my alarm every day for the one shift 4 hours before I wake up and the next shift 4 hours before I wake up. It's not possible every day because, you know, I have sometimes late evenings and then work after work and things like that. Any of those. Good habit of the week, minimum 6 hours of sleep a day. Okay. This one is for me as well, guys. So I'm looking forward to doing this one with you guys. Again, guys, thank you very much for your reviews. And also thank you for letting other people know about the podcast. There's like some people that started listening to the podcast, which was really cool. Like in the weirdest way they found me. Like that was really cool. And it's only because of you guys. So I really want to thank you guys. That's really, you guys are fucking epic. If you can, leave a review. iTunes or Apple, whatever. Basically, you go into the podcast, not an episode, into the podcast itself, and then you scroll all the way down, and then you'll see 5 stars. And then those 5 stars, you can select 5 stars if you found that this podcast is 5 stars, which I know you will, you know, of course. You guys are storm chasers, so 5 stars for the Craving Wolves podcast. Thank you very much. And then also leave a review. Leave your thoughts about it. You know, if you think that I can improve on something, which I know I can, let me know. Let me know where you think there's some help needed on the Craving Wolves podcast. Otherwise, guys, just thank you very much. Have a fucking epic week, really. We're already through the first month of the year. I already did my first marathon. It's epic. I'm trying for 12 this year minimum. So one every month. So yeah, guys, restrict your good wolf, sleep 6 hours, and just fucking go out there and be the best versions of yourself. Your storm chasers are amazing, really. Thank you very much for listening, guys. Stay safe, stay strong, and most of all, stay unique.